Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Right now for Prestige Jayco as part of Footy Spotlight, we go into the St Kilda camp where Aaron Hamill has been good enough to join us. Aaron, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Brendan McCartney in the K-Rock Hub. It's a six-day turnaround for your boys off the loss to the Cats last week. How much of that did you sort of move on from quickly to go, you know, just not our night and start focusing on Essendon, or did you review it hard and found some holes in your game that you may not have realised you had until the Cats picked you apart last week?
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it? Just coming off the five-day and four-day breaks, you really need to move on quickly, which is what we did, but giving a little bit more time and probably the lessons that we received, more importantly. You know, we got a fair bit of feedback how we play. You know, you get feedback every week, and that was no exception last week. We saw them, I guess, Friday night too against Port, so they're in really good nick. But it was probably how they were able to pull us apart a fair bit. But more importantly, we weren't able to really disarm them with anything. We couldn't take anything off them, and they got their hands dirty inside as well. So all sort of phases of the game, we weren't able to generate much. So that was probably a heavy review for us. A, because we really needed to, but B, we had that couple of extra days than we haven't in the past.
Yep. Did you give the players some time away? Obviously, it's been so compressed. 6 days in this fixture is a fairly significant break. Did you give them a couple of days just to themselves?
Yeah, we gave them sort of a day and a half, just to, you know, their normal day off, which we try and keep as normal as possible. It's a little bit difficult given the protocols and the restrictions that the boys are under, but you know, it's more so around exercising their own time and where they can get away. But yeah, we gave them a little bit of think time, sort of what you know, their thoughts were with the whole game. So we try and keep it as normal as possible, even though it's far from it. So certainly their downtime is their time, and then when we train and when we have meetings, we sort of reload into it. So yeah, we like to think that the high performance crew and the way we've managed them today has been really good. But yeah, it was certainly a game that we needed to get our teeth stuck into from a review point of view.
Aaron, it's Ben Casanilia. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. We've had to manage Chuck Berry. How do you reckon he'd be going in lockdown over there in the Mornington Peninsula?
Yeah, it'd be interesting, Chuck, wouldn't he? One thing he would have, he'd have about 10 of those folders chock full of stats, that's for sure, and he'd probably only use one page out of the 30 of them. But at least he would look good. So the main thing is, as long as he'd be prepared and he'd look good, there mightn't be much stats that he could roll out there, but I'm sure he'd find one out of the 30 pages that he'd have on Raspberry. How is he going?
Dilkey, well, he's had to be managed because of the COVID-19, so he's a little unhappy about that. He doesn't like getting managed. Do you go to your phone after the game? How often do you get a text from him just suggesting what you should do and how it should be done?
No, well, generally from Chuck, it's all positive feedback, but there has been a few times where he's opened up. Back in my day, I would have done this and this, and back in my day, it's unacceptable, and what are the repercussions of this and this and this? So he's normally got a few that he just rolls off the tongue, but I haven't heard from him. I certainly didn't hear from him last week, so hopefully I'll get some feedback from him after the Bombers game.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'll ask you a footy question. Love watching your two players. I know you probably talk about them ad nauseam, but Caulfield and Hunter Clark, you know, pick 7 and 8. I know they're still really much developing players. I think 29 games tonight for Caulfield and 41 for Hunter Clark. But, geez, there's so much to like about those two blokes in terms of what they're going to provide for the St Kilda Footy Club long term.
Yeah, we really like what they're giving us, particularly, I guess, both of the boys. But Caulfield's been a little bit of a different build. He's played a lot more VFL footy than Hunter. Hunter's one where, you know, he probably matured a little bit quicker than Nick. And all through his drafting notes with Coff, that suggests that'd be the scenario. So, look, there was certainly no hurry. I mean, you know, you can often get carried away with the draft picks, and it's probably just a natural bias to think that way. But yeah, Coff certainly had some stuff to work on. I think as his career unfolds, along with Hunter, they'll progress through the midfield. But you know, a lot of players and start, you know, really end in different positions when they start. So I don't think those two will be any different. I think Hunter, he'll roll through the midfield as the season unfolds like he has already, but his nous and skill there setting up around stoppage is critical for us. So we like what Hunter's certainly giving us on the drive. The expectations around that, of course, are week to week, and do we rest them and do we manage them? So given where they're at in their career and the short turnaround, so that's always a discussion with every player. And Nick's just come along really well. He's 191 centimetre hybrid back at the moment, but his strengths is, you know, his ball use and the way his ability to read the play and get back and intercept mark. He's averaging sort of two a game for us at the moment, so that's pleasing, along with Ben Patton. So those two in particular, mate. Yeah, we're quite happy with their development. We got touched up a bit last week, so it'll be good to see how those two in particular respond.
What sort of personalities are they? Nick Coffield's got a sort of a really tight woven arrangement on his head there. Is Nick a bit different? Are they a bit different in their terms of their personalities?
Yeah, a little bit different. I mean, Hunter Clark could get dropped out of a helicopter 10 minutes to go, to put his boots on and probably still play the same. He's not really fussed what comes his way. But he's a natural competitor, Hunts. He's, you know, he's just got that nous that's really hard to teach. You know, particularly me, I guess I'm in charge of the backs, and we talked to him around his positioning, but then just let him play. So we don't overcomplicate too much with Hunt. And Nick's a little bit, again, he takes some more massaging than Hunt around. His confidence, his maturity levels, he just started to come on this year, and just basically just getting him to understand how good of a player that he can be. And he's just scratched the surface at the moment, Nick and Hunter. So, yeah, they are really different. They lived together for a couple of years there, and now they've gone their own separate ways with different things off-field. But, they're still very, very close, particularly that draft.
For Prestige, JCO Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with St Kilda assistant coach Aaron Hamill. Here's Brendan McCartney on KROQ Footy.
Hey, Aaron, it's Macca. How are you?
Good, Macca. Good, mate. Thanks.
Good on you. Holding it well?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Yeah, we're fighting our way through the hub. But, certainly worst places to be at the Gabba with 23 degrees sort of streaming on down. So, yeah, we're going okay.
And you guys have had a good year too. I think that's important to remember. I'm sure you would have reminded the boys of that during the week.
I think our pattern has been, on all sides of the game. We've been in it from a contest point of view. We've been pretty good inside. We've seemed to match sides on the outside, and our ball use has been really threatening. So I guess it's just reinforcing what we've done really well. You know, coming into the game, we were sort of 7-3 for a reason. So we don't want to sort of dilute that at all, but clearly take the key learnings and move on.
Can I ask you about Rats? I do know him, not so much in a football sense, but he's a tremendous human being. Can you share the two or three or four things that he most values about footy and what he's driving the hardest?
Yeah, I think in his own admission, and I've heard him talk publicly about it, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying, is the lessons that he's learned from his first stint as coach at Carlton. So he had 5 years there, had some pretty good success there, and then obviously went across to Clarko under Hawthorn at Hawthorn for 5 years. So he's learned a fair bit. I think, you know, early days at Carlton, he was very much entrenched in the footy nous and the tactics, but now he's a lot around connection and the substance of the person and trying to link the two up. So he's combining that. And I remember when I was 18 playing at Carlton under him, him and David Parkin used to take the reviews at times on the old VHS. So there's no real surprises for me where he's ended up. But he's really big on the connection, really big on, you know, structure when it has to be. Has to be structured on field, but then let's just see your strengths and see your footy nous, and you play for a reason to show us your strengths. But we expect, you know, pretty much, I guess, like yourself, and when you're coaching, you expect this at this time, but let's see your strengths. So he's, I guess that's of any good coach, is to make the complicated really simple, particularly with a young group like we have. So it's a where he, you know, he's a very good teacher, really good connector, and he sees the game extremely well. So he's been great for me personally, and he's shaping the team and the list exactly how he wants it. So far, we're seeing some really good signs, but we're well aware that we've got a hell of a long way to go.
Good luck, and all the best for the rest of the year. I'm sure you boys are going to do very well.
Yeah, Aaron, we really appreciate your time. We know we need to let you go. Obviously, some stuff to be talked about ahead of the clash. Teams are about 15 minutes away, but will you go in as selected?
As selected at this stage, yep. Yep, all as selected, mate. Yep.
I just got a text too from Chuck Aaron. It says, don't cock it up today.
Just a nice positive feedback, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Good to talk. Good to talk, Aaron. And thanks for the weather update for South Point Garden Supplies too. 23 degrees. We're really wrapped with that being in 12 at the moment in the K-Rock Hub. So thanks for rubbing that in too.
No worries. Pleasure, guys.
Good to talk. Aaron Hamill joining us from the Saints as they take on the Bombers this afternoon. Footy Spotlight, of course, thanks to Rex Gorrell and our Prestige Jayco pre-match interview. Of course, Prestige Jayco. You can visit Victoria this winter and visit the range of new and used caravans, camper trailers, expanders, J-pods, pop tops and motorhomes. Thanks to Jayco. Prestige Jayco, of course, on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.